It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Well, it's a second cup with Patrick and Brenda today. If you didn't hear yesterday, David got a jump start on his Christmas vacation. And Patrick Ryan, our executive director, is joining me, well, during his vacation. You're even going to join us next week also. Patrick, if there has ever been a day that we need a second cup, maybe even a third cup of coffee, today is the day. You know, we've been talking about it for almost a week now, and we didn't have this timeline. We knew it was coming. It's cold. It really is cold today. I was not expecting these winds, though.
It was really a surprise this morning. You know what got my attention? I think it was about 1:30, 2 o'clock, I noticed the wind shift because my neighbor's wind chime was going crazy. Oh. And it woke me up. And I was like, what's that? And I was like, that's the wind chime.
Wow.
And it really was blowing good. And then when I got in the car this morning, there were actually some limbs that were on my hood. I mean, not big ones, but little branches that had fallen from the trees. So, yeah, the wind was definitely doing some damage also around town with the power going out. And we had a few little surges up here on Sylvan Hill.
I think the angels of virtue, though, have been protecting us.
I've been praying all morning.
The lights blinked a little bit here in the station, but we didn't really lose power at all. In fact, everything looks just fine. So thank you to the Lord, and thank you for our listeners tuning in today. Well, this is going to be the last live edition of the Morning Blend before Christmas, so we want to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas. And we'd like to talk a little bit during this second cup. We're just going to expound a little bit more what Miriam had talked about in her segment when she was on with us. We talked about some Catholic New Year's resolutions. Patrick, I make resolutions every year. I have a long list of them. I already have been thinking of what I'm going to be doing in the new year. I might be one of many people who are going to be, watching the weight a little bit, starting to eat a little bit better. But I love the idea of some Catholic New Year's resolutions. I mean, those are really things that are good for mind, body, and soul.
And what Miriam said about, you know, adding maybe a daily mass in during the week or a holy hour in during the week, not really like I'm going to go to mass every single day. I'm going to make a holy hour every single day. Don't put those daunting challenges out there, but do something realistic. And the thing that stuck with me, because this is going to come into play probably on January 3rd, getting up every time you fail.
That's it.
Just you know, shake it off and go on. I remember talking to Father Rocky one time about novenas and praying a novena and like if you miss a day. And he said, just pick it up the next day.
I always feel so incomplete when that happens and how easy it is to go, now I'm all off again.
Right.
I'm not even going to finish it. That's the devil kind of in your little ear going, oh, now it's incomplete. You've ruined it and no reason to finish. Absolutely. Even more reason to just read 2 days of that novena at once and keep on going.
It's simple, just as simple as that, Brenda. You just get behind me, Satan.
That's it. Keep
plowing forward, you know?
Well, one of the things that oftentimes people think about, too, is looking at social media. How much of a time wasted looking at your phone through all these different social media, TikTok and in my own mind, I gave up TikTok last year, and then I just started opening up Instagram Reels, which is basically TikTok on Instagram because people can just share the same content. So I really need to look at my social media usage. If I just spent just half of the amount of time that I'm looking at my phone on social media and devote it to one of those Catholic New Year's resolutions, talk about becoming a saint. It would be all the more easier to do that. In fact, Patrick, I think for you, you realize how much time you were spending on it. You were able to get rid of social media completely last year.
I was. I made a trip to Colorado, and we were out in, very rural parts of the National Forest in Colorado, did not have internet access at all for 2 weeks. Now, ironically enough, psychologists say that if you want to form a habit, it takes about 2 weeks. And I didn't have social media. And you know what? I started to where I didn't miss it. You know, it was a habit.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a habit that I had to go into these scrolls all the time. And I, after 2 weeks, I just said, you know what? I'm not going back to it. And I am amazed at how much reading I'm able to do now. I finished The Brothers Karamazov.
Did you really?
I did. That's one of the best books I've ever read, but also one of the most challenging books. I started reading it out there in the forest of Colorado and finished the book. I just said, okay, you know what? I'm not going to get back on social media till I finish this book, and still haven't gone back.
That's fantastic. You know, you bring up just a really great point when talking about things that we're going to do or give up. So if you're going to give up social media, what are you going to fill it with?
Yeah.
Right? That's the other important part. It's one thing to give up things, but then you've got to do something with that added time. Well, you don't want to fill it with another bad habit, but you want to really develop our Catholic faith. You know, if you're going to give up social media, I think one of the best ways to carry you spiritually through the year, it's the Hail Mary Media app.
It is. I want to tell you that Sarah has put together some incredible prayer resources on there. And what I love is you and David are praying the O Antiphons Novena, and I've been praying that right along with you. It's just so cool. I love listening to you guys every morning. And I know being here for David, I got really big shoes to fill, you know, and it's an honor to be able to do that. But I just love that. And then we have this, like the St. Andrew Novena on there. Well, Sarah is about to put up resources for the Christmas season. You know, we don't just celebrate Christmas for one day. It is a season for Catholics.
Oh.
And we're going to have some great resources there. But you can set those prayer reminders for when you want to pray it during the day. And that's helped me a lot. So I will pray the O Antiphons in the morning, got that alarm going off. And then in the evening, the St. Andrew Novena goes off. And I've got that customized to my own schedule, which we allow you to do. I think that is such a cool feature for that app.
So one of the things that I've committed myself doing, and it's funny how just in this last week, how much it's helped. The traffic this week, let me tell you, if anybody's been out in Portland or even into Vancouver, everybody else is out right along with you. The traffic's been a lot. When I get into my car and I set my phone up to tell me, you know, what's the best route to get home, how long it's going to take me, and then I grab my rosary. And the great thing is I can pray it myself, or the Hail Mary Media app will actually keep me on track if I don't have my rosary with me. It is amazing. When you are stuck in traffic like that, and you are praying the rosary, how unaffected I become by the drivers around me. I mean, people honking and trying to move in and out. Nobody likes getting cut off. But yet somehow when I'm praying that rosary and I see somebody needs to get in, hey, ride on in here in front of me. It really is like that tool to just bring wow. calm and peace before you. So try something like that. And I do have that tendency or that habit. I want to turn on the radio, put on some music or whatever. Well, you know, hold off. Let me tell you, I'm in traffic well long enough. I can get through a rosary and still have plenty of time to listen to my music.
I know Aaron is doing that as well. And we were looking the other day, there are some steering wheel covers that you can buy that actually have the decades of the rosary made into the steering wheel covers. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I know what I want Santa to bring me for Christmas this year. Well, we hope that you are warm today. We hope that you're with your people that you love and your family are ready to just really enter this very holy time of Christmas. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.